Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to the weird gumblin folk of the misty deserts of Mars. Good morning to the creatures that live in the jungle in their sweat and their goop and their poo. Good morning to the street urchins looking for just a little bit more. Please, sir, can I have some more? Living a Dickensian existence on the edge of human civility. It is Friday, if you can believe it. Thank God it's Friday, right? Or some lowercase god. Thank God it's Friday. It is Friday, June the 16th, 2023, Bob Limpdock, right around, well, really, just after 4:30 a.m. here in Scompton, Utah. That's Mountain Standard Time. And I just want to give you some personal updates before I drink my coffee too much here. I mean after, you know, that's why I need the coffee. So one of my updates is that I've had a hard time, a real hard time since the monkey herpes, finding a job that would work. And that's not, I'm not going to blame the world. You know, the world is what it is. I'm sure there's some magical place for a specialized dude like me, but it's been what it is. And I'm not going to complain too much because I know there's lots of people who have jobs who might not like them or don't have jobs and are looking for them. It's not special. I'm not special. We might be unique, but we're not special. But I'm still looking, so if you know anybody out there that needs a WordPress-style PHP programmer or generalized programmer to do something crazy with a database or something, let me know. I'll leave it to you to find my email if you want to put forth the effort. It's pretty hard to find, though. planetarystatusreports@gmail.com. My left arm that I broke last December, I should say my humerus bone that I broke into two pieces last December, it's doing a lot better. I'd say I'm about 80%, 80% more or less, which compared to where I was back in January is pretty good. Compared to where I was waiting for surgery, which was miserable, I waited about a week and a half and it was really bad. You know, those two bits of bone clickety-clacketing against each other. It was very uncomfortable. And then the painkillers had their own side effects. I gave birth to a 12-pound poop baby. That was a beautiful day. Dan, why is your blood pressure elevated? Well, fuck, dude. My left humerus has been broken for like a week and a half. My left arm's the size of 18 basketballs. And I just gave birth to a 12-pound poop baby. You know, and I'm over 50, shithead. You know. Yeah, I've thought a lot about that blood pressure issue that came up. And it seemed like a cover-your-ass maneuver. Because again, brothers and sisters, I didn't have the money to pay. So if there's a queue of people that are going to get treated, this is my theory, having worked for hospitals, They're not necessarily going to triage the way that you might think. If some dude who, you know, I don't know, makes $1 million a year, was skiing someplace in Utah, or some local rancher that has 8,000 head of cattle, if they need orthopedic surgery, and there's only one surgeon available, like pretty much in this part of the state, during one of the worst recent winter storms we know of, how can I put this? Probably the bum is going to wait a week and a half, which is okay. But like I said, I accept it. It's something I accepted. But coming back to me like, "Oh my God, Dan, we were worried about your blood pressure." Well, really, shithead? My arm was the size of a fucking, I don't know, the Empire State Building. Of course, my blood pressure was probably iffy at that point. You know, some would argue that a humerus bone broken into two pieces is a trauma. And what I know of trauma and shock is the longer it goes untreated, the worse things get. Yeah. So am I doing better today? In a lot of ways, I'm doing better. Do I feel like waiting for the surgery was the worst part of the whole fucking thing? Yeah, absolutely. Do I think it's possible that I suffered some permanent heart damage waiting for surgery? I doubt it. I doubt it. I have my reasons for believing this, but I don't think so. Do I blame the people that treated me? No. They're not the ones who get to make the decisions, probably. And maybe it's exactly what they said, you know? The one doctor during the worst snowstorm ever just had a hard time getting into the office. There's lots of possibilities, okay? Lots of possibilities. It is what it is. Like I said, 80% is better than 0%. Beyond that, I'm hanging in there. I am. I'm trying to stay positive about the podcast, you know? I can see multiple indications of shadow banning wherever I put the thing, and it is what it is. You know, if being censored is like having the crabs, I have a really bad case of the crabs, and it's probably untreatable, even with neutron particle beams. Probably untreatable, baby. Even if you fired neutrons at me, specifically at my crotch, at 18,000 times the speed of light, even if you did that, it isn't going to do anything, okay? But I'm hanging in there. Life is what it is. We're going to go down the first page of Zero Hedge, as we often do, not always, but often do, to look at what is the news, because this is the last stop, McGee. This is the final gas station in the desert. If you don't like Zero Hedge, where are you going to go? Okay, at that point you are 100% fiction. You're going to the fiction section. You're reading up on old stories you've never read, but you've decided that if you're going to read fiction, at least read well-written fiction. Why read Anthony Fauci when you can read Michael Crichton? Okay? If I were to compare Andromeda Strain to the COVID-19 bullshit, I prefer the Michael Crichton, plus the drunks have a pass. So these are the headlines on ZeroHedge.com as of 4:44 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, June the 16th, 2023. Tucker Carlson takes aim at wannabe dictator Joe Biden. Democrats were very, very angry. But why were they angry? If the banner was false, why the hysteria? Lies don't seem to bother anyone anymore. Home Depot capitalizes on tiny house craze with 44,000 Gateway Pad. Escape the inflation storm, they say, with a tiny house. Regional banks scramble to unload commercial real estate loans, fearing new crisis. It's a very different world now from the one in which the majority of these loans were made, really. Top Canadian pension fund warns about commercial real estate bloodbath in office buildings. It's gonna be weak banks lending to weak buildings, and that's gonna be the issue. It's gonna be weak banks. It's gonna be weak buildings. It's gonna be weak people making for weak children who have diseases. And the human race disappears like a little bliff of dust. Yeah, that's the commercial real estate situation. The God particle, if past is prologue, this subatomic entity may be the key to more ways to mindfuck people, because we're getting bored of the fusion energy mindfuck and the alien mindfuck and how the robots are going to take over mindfuck, and ChatGPT is a fucking mindfuck. So yeah, the God particle. Belarus has begun taking delivery of powerful Russian nukes. Lukashenko boasts, the bombs are 3 times more powerful than those dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which I think makes them roughly 60 kiloton yield apiece. That's 60,000 tons of TNT. And you may say that's a lot, but maybe it's a little. Anger grows across Europe over EU's mandatory migrant quotas. Should the law pass the European Parliament, the FPO demands a referendum in Austria on this asylum package, because this agreement does nothing to turn Europe into a fortress. Does nothing to turn... yeah. I call that a scare monkey. Stoltenberg says too early for Bloc to decide on F-16 delivery amid Ukrainian impatience. Man. UN Secretary General proposes global digital compact to push laws against online hate, like your friend Dan. We must regain control. We must regain control. If we don't have control, they will smoke the bowl. Traitor to the Constitution, : the US government is the real criminal. The latest in a never-ending series of distractions, distortions, and political theater aimed at diverting the public's attention from the sinister advances of the American deep state. Tijuana mayor flees to army base as crime chaos at border city worsens. Oh, they are angry. I bet they are. A win for gun rights. House strikes down pistol brace rule. We applaud the House for doing their part to block this rule and to send a message to the administration and courts that the ATF went well beyond its statutory authority with this rule. Behind today's massive melt-up, meaning really, honestly, yesterday's, the biggest call-buying spree in history, after a historic gamma squeeze, what comes next? Oh, please. Texas to deploy chain of buoys across the Rio Grande to deter illegal immigrant crossings. We are securing the border at the border. Okay, unless these buoys explode or have little machine guns on them, it's probably going to do nothing. Build a wall. Dig a ditch. Salt the earth of the border with neutron bomb mines. Create a dead zone from Pacific to the Gulf of Mexico. If anyone crosses into the dead zone, they might be eaten by mutant crocodile, plus hairless bears, hairless polar bears, driven mad by radiation. That's how you secure a border. Harvard morgue manager accused of selling stolen body parts in an unlawful interstate transport scheme. Some crimes defy understanding. Actually, the funny thing about this story is how boring it is compared to most of the shit going on right now. Wyoming sorority sisters sue fraternity for inducting biological male as first trans member. The women were shocked and caught off guard by the 6'2", 260-pound woman. Well, okay. You know. I'm going to say something not politically correct. I frankly have listened to conversations of women. I have 6 sisters, 1 in heaven. I've listened to female conversations about politics my whole fucking life. And I feel like this fits into the, you know, chickens coming home to fuck around and find out. You know. But I don't think voting works, so I'm not going to tell you we should take away women's right to vote. No, that's stupid. I think if women were smarter than men, they wouldn't vote. But the fact is, this is the nonsense you get with government. So if you really want to get out there and free yourselves, drop out of that public university. Go form your own school, study the shit you want to, hire professors that work, build your own women's university of liberty, and just give up on something that's never going to fucking fix itself. Modelo dethrones Anheuser-Busch InBev's Bud Light as top-selling beer. Our year is screwed. Suspended for providing balanced news on Ukraine. An editor at Radio New Zealand has been suspended and is under investigation for the time-honored practices of providing balanced and factual reporting. Several U.S. agencies hit in global cyber attack alongside universities, hospitals. Major and devastating hacks. Ongoing since May. The grid is falling. Nothing's okay. Life is devastating. Aliens are coming. The monkeys are frothing. The apes are graping. This is your Zero Hedge News as of 4:44 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, June 16, 2023. I hope you're happy about it. I hope it makes you happy. Isn't that what the kids say? I hope it makes you happy, Mr. Man. No, that's not what the kids say. You may have noticed this your whole life. If you squint in the sunlight or under certain conditions, your eyelids are almost closed or totally closed in the bright light. You can see them if you look closely. If you look closely, they're there, wriggling and jiggling and feeding on your optical mucus and growing stronger every day, digging through your eye casing. Most people that get these die before they reach puberty. The ones that survive carry dread in their hearts their whole lives. They live like the outcasts in some Lovecraftian freak zone filled with fuck monkey holy men and old crimson ladies wearing their jism skirts at night. Those eye worms will lay eggs in your brain, and those eggs will cross the blood-brain barrier into your blood, and some of that polluted blood will become seminal fluid, and from that fluid, you infect your children with eye worms. This is something somebody told me, I think. Would Richard Rorty call it folk psychology? When I was a kid, I'd go to work with my dad sometimes. He owned a small logging business in the Pacific Northwest, specifically the North Cascades of Washington State. One time, I'm riding up to the woods, me, my dad, and my brother. My dad is talking to us about chainsaws, and he can see we're a little nervous. And then he realized maybe we needed a happy story to perk us up. My dad told me and my brother about some dude up in the woods of the North Cascades that accidentally cut his arm off while operating a chainsaw. Supposedly, the dude picked up his arm and placed the arm in a cooler with ice and drove himself, the arm on ice, back to the Cedar Woolley General Hospital, where some hooker nurse and some strung-out surgeon sewed that guy's arm back on, and he was just fine, and that's okay. And my dad smiled, and he said, "You guys want to go get Jack in a Box?" That's what my dad said. In 1993, I was working on a boat in the Gulf of Alaska as an ordinary merchant marine seaman. One night in Juneau, I was hanging out with some ex-Navy SEALs, and I dared them to shimmy up the mooring rope, the bow mooring rope on a cruise ship docked there at Juneau, Alaska. I went to airborne school once, and I remember those Navy SEALs. Back in the day, you remember Tower Week, where you actually got, pulled up by some fucking wench and dropped from a tower, but they don't have it no more. There's a story, and I've heard stories about Navy SEALs guys climbing up those fucking towers at Fort Benning, Georgia, and hanging out like fucking jackass freaks and playing all kinds of grab ass hundreds of feet above the surface of the earth. So I figured, we were shit ass drunk and had no business doing anything at all, but this seemed like the kind of shit a Navy SEAL would do. And we did it. We made our way through the crew's quarters after we shimmied up that rope and feigned confusion as guests that were somehow lost. We got lost, motherfuckers. None of them spoke English. We got to the Lido deck and ordered drinks on some random room number or cabin number, berth, whatever your cabin. We used some fake ass cabin numbers to order drinks, then walked off the fucking ship. This happened, right? This happened, right? When I was stationed in South Korea, there were these places off post or downrange you'd go to. In Tokari, not far from Casey Hovey, there was this midget. You see, the Navy shut down Subic Bay back in the 1990s, and millions of Filipino hookers were out of work. What to do? Well, a lot of them moved to South Korea, along with a lot of Russian hookers fleeing the Yeltsin economy. Did you know Korea was once a Russian Empire possession until the Russo-Japanese War? But buddy, that midget. All I can tell you, there were a lot of Filipino hookers in South Korea, and many were midgets back in 1998. Sounds true, right, pal? Okay. There's this place, Skinwalker Ranch, not far from where I live. And according to lore, there were aliens that made love to Ute Indian women, and this resulted in Indian alien hybrids that began selling whiskey to the Mormon men, who then went home and got frisky with their Mormon wives, and this resulted in the whole situation being bullshit fuck. Skinwalker Ranch is home to an underground base called Secret Base, codenamed Tango. And nobody makes it back from that place to tell the tale. In this base, there are blue gel harvesting machines where Thulean milkmaidens are covered in biscuit wax and the drool of French bulldogs. They are made to exude a gummy substance from their boobies, which can be used for faster-than-light travel and penis pills. That's based, right? What do you want to believe? In 2020, despite most of human history and recent lessons with Ireland in the 19th century, the powers that be decided to use germ warfare to kill everybody, not starvation, not hunger. And they did this, maybe to trigger some kind of weird, contrived, socially engineered Rube Goldberg device that led people to take a vaccine that would kill them. And if that didn't work, they tried to drive people extra crazy. And they did this to gain more power, even though they had enough power in 2020 to turn off the whole fucking world. They had all the power. And buddy, these people mainly use famines to kill. Why would they use germ warfare? Germ warfare that is impossible to control or contain. Why? Why would they drive people crazy and use germ warfare? Why would they use other military psychological operations at the same time? But once again, they decided to mindfuck people to madness and illness in the hopes that these disease-crazy freaks will make better slaves. Wait, what? Do you believe it? What else is there, really? They say there are Mexican magic men who can drink a shroom shake and fly through the air. These old-timey indigenous natives of Mexico will make themselves a mushroom shake in the jungle in the darkness of night as their busty women dance about. And they'll take this shake, and they'll drink the shake, and they'll travel through the sky, and through the mountains, and through the air, and through the clouds. People say this is true. They say there are Maasai tribesmen that can stop your heart with a glance. They just look at you. They just stare at you. They wag that big, skinny finger in front of you. And just by looking at you, these tribesmen can stop your heart with a glance. Those Maasai tribesmen, they look right into your heart. They find your darkest sin. They strangle you with it. They say there are dogs that are separated from their owners and will travel thousands of miles home, back home, despite all the fast food garbage, you know, strewn about. They say there are dogs that you can leave them in like Paris, France, and go back home to like, I don't know, Beijing, China, and that dog will find a way home, despite all the human garbage, all the food droppings, all the soup and chili. The dogs will ignore all of that, the Burger King and the McDonald's, and head straight home, straight back home, because of love. That's what a lot of people will tell you about dogs and their love. That it transcends, you know, a taco. That's what people say. They say there are ghosts of loved ones that haunt some building someplace and lure in teenagers to brutally kill them for kicks. That's what people will tell you. They say if you die, your soul rises up from your body. You know, Charlemagne supposedly weighed the body before and after death and found a differential and decided to, you know, to appropriate or to approximate, he assigned that differential to the soul, to the ghost that rises up. And many of you have homes where a loved one who is no longer here visited. And those people, maybe they were okay. Maybe some of them left a little gree-gree, or talisman, or some type of strange attractor for spirits, and left it in your home, so that within a few weeks, those ghosts are coming back home. And they will haunt you at night because you were a jerk when you guys, you know, played Jenga. And you made fun of the turtle pasta pie. And you used to mock their clothing all the time, and they heard you on Thanksgiving. So they're coming home to haunt you. That's what people tell me. They say that there are racists everywhere. That everyone, almost everybody, is a racist at this point. It's a lot like the original invasion of the body snatchers, the black and white. You know, where they got those pods on a truck. They think they drove far enough. But they see the dudes unloading the pods and they realize you can't drive far enough. There are racists everywhere. There are racists in your car. There are racists at the bar. There are racists at work. There are racists that twerk. There are racists living under the bridge. There are racists that, you know, call themselves Midge. And you're probably a racist. And I'm probably a racist too. That's what people say. They wouldn't lie to us, would they? They wouldn't be wrong. They say Satan is depressed. Satan is kind of depressed. I mean, you know, he's succeeding okay, but all of his victories are pyrrhic from an existential standpoint. They say that Satan is sad and depressed and working a job as a contractor at Microsoft. Yeah, he's just one of those lowly scrumbo freaks who actually does all the work while the blue badges go play with themselves most of the day. And he gets tired and angry taking that metro bus back and forth from Redmond to Seattle. And he knows the bloody secrets of Red Mound and what was done there and how the ground was sealed. He knows about the death. He knows about the injury. He knows about the sins of mankind. You know, enough of them. But he's really depressed. And he's working at Microsoft. That's what people have been saying. I have been told there are giant worms that live below the surface of the earth. These giant worms eat through the heart of the world and are in pursuit of monkey flame paradise and nitro power sex. These giant worms feed on the guts of the planet and they barf up some extra power source that we do not yet understand. When these giant worms fart, there are volcanic eruptions. When these giant worms poop, you see lava. They say. That is what they say. I mean, holy fuck, this is what they are telling me. Fewer than 700 people have been to space, quote-unquote, since 1961. It has been more than 50 years since anyone has landed on the moon, which means, in terms of scientific method, reproducibility has not been met. You had a half a century, shithead. But next year, they say they will orbit the moon with people again and land people on the moon in the year 2025. Do you believe it? Can you believe it? Can you believe it, my friends? Can you believe what you've been told? It takes one cop to repossess a car. And two cops to repossess a person. Dr. Freckles. What does that mean, Dan? It takes one police officer to repossess a car and two cops to repossess a person, Dr. Freckles. This is not one of my favorite Dr. Freckles quotes, but I was walking the dogs yesterday and there were these three cops on the corner set up for something. If it was a secret ambush, it was only secret because most motherfuckers were still asleep. And I don't know, maybe it was one of these, you know, process serving paper situations. Maybe it was something else. Maybe some dude was on the run. Maybe he had a hit and run. Maybe there's a DUI. Maybe some type of a shootout at a Chevron where someone screamed out, "Please don't," but the anger and the fury of a life wasted pulled the trigger and ended it all. Maybe the bullet moved so fast that it couldn't see the light of the world. Maybe the bullet moved so fast that all consequences went away. Maybe the bullet moved so fast that people could no longer stop and think and say to themselves, "Is this what I am?" It takes one cop to repossess a car. It takes two cops to repossess a person. It takes three cops to repossess a family, to take them to Compton, to sell them on the white market, or the black market, or the racist market. Yeah. I don't know what was going on there. It was weird. It was one of those situations where I thought to myself, well, if they were being clever, they're not setting up to take down anybody at that home on the corner. They're setting up to take somebody down further down the street. And even then, it's not too clever. You should scatter your vehicles. And then I thought about my life and the words I use and my opinions and perspectives. I thought, well, you know what? Maybe this is it, Dunkle Dan. Maybe this is it, Dunkle. They're coming for you. They're coming to take you to a prison or to a ravine where they shoot you in the back of the head. They're coming to take you to your final destination. No one will mourn you. No one will know you're dead. They're coming to take you, Dan, up into the mountains to throw you into a grave that will be uncovered soon by a pack of coyotes. And they will feed on you. Spoiler alert, I was not dead. The coyotes uncovered me. They bit my head. I woke up angry. I grabbed a rock. I fought them damn coyotes. I was angry, angry. I recovered my senses and defeated the coyotes. I built myself up, my strength and energy. An old shaman found me and healed my wounds. I went and built a suit out of titanium and steel. I armed it with Gatling guns. I armed it with missile launchers. I armed it with trebuchet. I was packed for business. I don't know, folks. I don't know what to tell you. We live in strange times. I am of the opinion, and I've had this opinion basically since early 2021, late 2020, more or less, that whatever is happening, one of the features of the situation is that our government is in fact in collapse. A lot of people want to amp this up. Dan, now it's Germany 1933. It's Russia 1917. No, motherfucker, analyze some American history. We did all that. That's over. It's not Russia 1917. It's not Germany 1933. As I've said so many times, but I wonder if anybody fucking understands, it is Berlin, April 1945. And you're on the losing side, motherfucker. But Dan, I don't vote and I don't participate. No, but you live on the Death Star. And whether you like it or not, you could be the cleanest anarchist Christian in the world. And you could say you don't do this, you don't do that, and you live off the grid. But the reality is your presence here puts you in trouble. Like, even if you're the nicest person in the world and you are a pacifist and you don't pay your taxes and you don't participate, you are here. If you are going to live that way here, that's fine. I don't think Vader gives a fuck. But if you think somehow a nuclear missile will not hit you just because you're the one motherfucker on the Death Star, or maybe one of a million, that doesn't want a war and doesn't want death and destruction, you're fooling yourself. So you're on the same Death Star as I am. Whether you use dollars or crypto, gold or silver, whether you barter or not, I don't care what corner of the fucking country you live in, you're on the same fucking Death Star with everybody else. And yeah, likely will the cops come after you if you're not causing problems? Why would they? They got bigger fish to fry. They're trying to do what little they can to stave off disaster, and disaster is coming. If you think, as of right now, I mean, think about this. What have I told you in the last 6 weeks, in the last month and a half, 2 months? I've said I have moved beyond the best case scenario being the collapse of the dollar. And what does Janet Yellen mutter in the last few days? Well, maybe dollar's reserve currency status is going away, which basically means, I'll translate for you, the collapse of the petrodollar empire. If Yellen and the powers that be are starting to yap, yap, yap about the dollar going down, understand that's popping smoke. Understand they're revealing a limited hangout, and understand it's probably much fucking worse. No, they're not going to warn you. They're not going to give you any special help. If they're telling you now it's the collapse of the dollar, then yeah, the best case scenario just got worse. Sorry. It takes one cop to repossess your car. It takes two cops to repossess your life. It takes three cops to steal your family and kill your dog. It takes four cops to shut down a little protest on the corner because people are tired of all the abuse. It takes one choice. It takes one word to stop it all. And the word is no. If you like this podcast, and I have no idea why, you can donate to it. You can donate to this here podcast if you enjoy it. But before you do, click on that PayPal link. Let me give the disclaimer. Take care of your food, your water, your shelter first. If there are people in your life that need help, help them first. Okay? If you've set aside food for yourself and your family, maybe for 3 months, you're a huge optimist. Maybe for 6 months, you're closer to being a realist. Maybe you realize no basement's big enough. But the deal is this. If you're setting aside food for your family, your kids, then make sure if you have a dog or a cat that you set aside food for them too. Because that dog or cat, and I can't speak to other pets, but that dog or that cat could be the difference between life or death in the not too distant future. And they would, maybe not the cat, but the dog would do anything it could to protect you if you treat it right. So if you're packing up food down the basement for you and your family, make sure you think about good old Fido. And try to be happy. Because yes, I have been brutally honest since November of 2019 that the world has changed, that history has become unstuck. But that doesn't mean all bad. It just means that this big old valve on a giant pipe has been turned to open. And out of the pipe comes all kinds of shit. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. And it really is a matter of probability and Markov models at this point, which particular state you end up at. If you're the little hang glider man, as I've talked about in the past, you might trip and fall into a good island. Maybe. It's unlikely. But maybe. But whatever's coming, no one ever knows. Good times, bad times. People die, people are born, people get married, people fall in love, people get divorced, people kill each other. Good times and bad times. And if you're waiting to do something, and I don't care what it is, start a new career, earn a degree, ask somebody you've wanted to ask out on a date, if you're waiting to do something, don't wait. Don't put off calling that person you haven't spoken to a long time. You know, like Uncle Dan, they may not have money for a phone, but maybe they got email. I don't know. Don't put off anything. And don't be afraid to be happy. Yes, if you're a Christian, live a righteous life. But don't be afraid to find joy. The Lord did not condemn Adam and Eve to hell. The Lord gave Adam and Eve the world. And the world is good and bad, pluses and minuses. You can stumble, you can scuff yourself, you can be broken upon the stone, but you can also be reborn. So try to find some happiness right now. I think it would make Jesus happy. And on top of all that, if you've done all that and you still got money and gold and hooker money left over and you're afraid of doing the hookers because of the crabs, well, you can send me your hooker money. I probably won't do hookers and I probably won't get crabs. It is Friday, June the 16th. June the 16th, 2023, right around 5:30 a.m. And all the little creatures are waking up, and life renews itself as each morning. The Lord smiles upon the world. The Lord smiles upon you. The Lord smiles upon me. So this is what I will say in all seriousness. God bless you. God bless your family. God bless your life. May the Lord watch us, watch over us. May the Lord go before us. May the Lord be our shield. And in peace and love and liberty, may we live a righteous life that is a big life. It doesn't mean popular. It doesn't mean you're going to become a billionaire. Maybe it means you only touch one other person, but that little bit of effort changes the world. So God bless you. And God bless the world. Amen.